Recovery is such a key aspect to any athlete's life, be it around training or races. And a fantastic product that Mark Wolf is very actively involved in is Rapid Recover. Mark, talk to me about the product. I know it focuses on dynamic or pneumatic compression, which is become quite a phrase or an sort of technology that's being utilized by athletes the world over.
Yeah, Dave, in about, I'd say it started actually ramping up in about 2012. Quite a few Olympians started with it. There's been a lot of testing overseas in the sports science and also in sort of the sports physiology arena. And basically, what it is it's a machine which is specifically designed to improve and increase the circulation of blood through the limbs, whether it be the legs, the arms, etc. And we know that circulation is the most natural way to heal the body and to repair and recover the body, especially if you're circulating nutrients and, you know, red blood cells, which are carrying, rich hemoglobin around the body. That's the best way to sort of repair and recover the body. And it's a very natural way of speeding up recovery in athletes. And it's not only utilized for speeding up recovery, it can also be utilized to speed up injury healing.
So the product itself, Rapid Recover, just run people through the process. How much time would you need to spend on it? And the big benefits to what it's going to do for you.
Look, the machine itself comes with a variety of functionalities. Basically, a person, depending on the kind of treatment that somebody is requiring on the machine, and when I say treatments, it can be used for recovery, it can be used for helping heal injuries. It can also be used for things like prevention of deep vein thrombosis, prevention of strokes. It can be used for increasing circulation in people suffering with diabetes, and also can help with lymph drainage for people that are suffering from lymphedema, which is basically fluid retention also in the lower limbs. The machine has a wide variety of uses, and all these are circulatory requirements. So by improving blood circulation, you're able to obviously improve these conditions and also help with the faster recovery. The time required to sit on the machine would be probably in the region of a minimum of 20 to 30 minutes, I would say, but in some people we take them up to 60 to 90 minute treatments. It depends on the actual condition and what the requirements are. As far as an athlete goes, immediately post exercise, it's absolutely incredible. You sit on the machine, circulates the blood, and if you're expecting to have a lot of stiffness the next day after a hard session that you've done the day before, you'll find that there is quite a significant reduction in the amount of DOMS the following day, if there's any at all. And then there are functional modes which actually help reduce the DOMS as well post-exercise. So it works phenomenally well, and it's also been scientifically shown to improve performance when utilized prior to an event to help prep the limbs for a specific race or training session. It actually has shown to also improve performance.
Mark, while you're on that, prior to the event, when would you look to do that? I mean, I know if you look at something like a deep tissue sports massage, you wouldn't want that too close to an event, and you don't want to train a couple of days after having had that done in theory. So would this be something you'd do the night before? Could you do it on the morning of, close to the event? And would it just be a quick session, or would it be one of these extended sessions?
Well, that's a very valid point, David, because deep tissue massage can actually cause a very, very heavy leg feeling if you have it too close to an event. It can, depending on age, it can be a day or two or three. And you wouldn't want to go for a deep tissue massage too close to events. However, you've got to understand, with Rapid Recover, you actually set the pressure levels. In other words, you set the pressure at which the massage is going to happen. And if you do a very light pressure massage, which in other words, it doesn't squeeze the muscles very hard, but it does increase circulation and helps get the oxygen around the body, what happens is that you won't have any heavy leg feelings whatsoever, and you'll find the legs a lot more refreshed and prepped for the day. You can use it the day before, you can use it the morning before, you can use it just before the race instead of doing a warm-up if you want. It really, really does help prep the legs for a session. And, you know, you touched on a very interesting point as far as massage goes. You know, why, how is massage and how is Rapid Recover, how are they different? And if we look at the human factor, when it comes to massage, There's a lot of benefit to massage because it's very focused. So a massage therapist might pick up a knot here or there, might be able to release it, you know, trigger point release, etc. Get the blood flowing to a specific area that actually needs work, and they're able to pick up these points that actually need focused massage. However, with rapid recovery, it's not a focused massage. You can have it focused by actually disabling some chambers and applying pressure to a specific area of the limb. But if you think about it in terms of a human being, it's like a 360-degree massage. It's a massage around the entire limb at once. And it's basically what it's doing, it's applying pressure to circulate blood. It's not actually going and doing any trigger point related therapy.
Now, Mark, I mean, there's a lot of sort of compression gear out there. It's also been very popular over the last sort of 5 to 10 years as well. And there's some great brands out there. But what would be the difference there between getting yourself, say, a compression, you know, tights or just the socks, as opposed to using something like Rapid Recover?
That's another valid point. So one of the things that I quite laugh at sometimes is that people sleep in compression socks. It's a waste of time because compression provides a slight aggregation of blood flow from the lower limbs upwards. But in order for compression to work, you actually have to walk around in those socks. That's how they really work. It's actually standing and walking around and doing like more sort of an active recovery. And how does that differ between rapid recover and actually walking around in compression socks? Well, if you had to walk around in compression socks for 24 hours solid, rapid recover will do that in 10 minutes for you. So it is like compression on steroids. It will speed up that process rapidly. And that's why that's where the name rapid recover comes from.
Sure, that is a lot quicker. And I promise I've never slept with compression socks on. But we'll leave it at that. Mark, one more thing. I mean, you talked about the health benefits. You know, this isn't just for sportsmen. But at the same time, you know, sportsmen and sportswomen, it's not just about the activity they're doing. It is about everyday life. That's why they are sort of training or being active. How portable is this device? I mean, you talked about deep vein thrombosis as well. A lot of people battle with circulation around flights. Is it something, just compression as well. I know a lot of people come out of operations, and one of the key requirements is compression gear. Would this then also be fantastic for that?
100%. It can be utilized for pre-flight circulation. So if you have got a risk of DVT, without a doubt, definitely post-surgery, you have got the ability to utilize it at home. Once you've left the hospital, you've got the ability to utilize it at home and help with blood circulation, which will definitely help speed up the healing process. It will also help remove inflammatory fluid from the areas where you've had the surgery or the injury. And the amazing thing about the device that we've got is, and a lot of compression equipment doesn't do this, but we've got a 6-chamber device, so it applies pressure to 6 areas of the limb. And we've got the ability to disable chambers which would apply pressure directly to a specific wound. So, in other words, let's use an example. You've had knee surgery, but you can't apply pressure directly to the knee because it will create a bit of discomfort or the wound hasn't healed 100%. We're able to disable that chamber, and we can actually apply pressure below and above the knee to still improve the circulatory aspect of the body and actually get that speeding up the healing process.
Mark, it sounds like a fantastic product. I know it is available in South Africa. How do people find out more? How do they get hold of you if they are interested? And sort of, you know, is it a rental product? Can they purchase it? What are people looking at?
Look, Rapid Recover can be rented short-term or long-term. It can be purchased outright. We've got tens of machines in the country, all over the place. If anybody wants to get in contact with us to find out more about Rapid Recover, we do have a website, which is rapidrecover.co.za, or anybody can email us at info@rapidrecover.co.za.